This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by the groupquest.com. I'm sorry, that's patreon.com/groupquest. My bad. And by stackup.org. Wait, by the way, you can still check out the website. But in today, for today, we talk about some Diablo, a little bit of Nintendo, and QuakeCon. But today, we begin with an article from IGN, and that says Nintendo has subpoenas Discord. So, what is happening here? Well, Nintendo wants to get after one of the leakers that posted images of the next Legend of Zelda, which is the Tears of the Kingdoms, because they showed the art book. So what was shown by Torrent Freak, it did show that Nintendo did file a subpoena to request Discord to show the identity of the user that did the leaks. In fact, here's what that said. This is the document. NOA is requesting that the attached proposed subpoena that would order Discord Incorporated, Discord, to disclose the identity, including the name, addresses, telephone numbers, and email addresses of the user, Julian, #2743, who is responsible for posting infringing content that appeared at the following Discord channel, Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Now, there was a Reddit post where the leaker did claim that a friend had sent them the book images, but who knows if that's true or not, because that post is down. So, even then, it is online, so who knows whether that's true or not. But there's more things going on in video games, such as PC Gamer did say that EVE Online, an EVE Online player did pull off one of the biggest heists in the game's history. So, they go back in the past, about 2017, and they did say there that somebody did an inside job that made off with about 1.5 million ISK, worth about $10,000 in real money. So that was done. But there's another EVE player that did claim that he or she did even better than that. Well, because apparently they did strip 130 billion ISK from the corporate wallet, but that was only a small part of the haul, and that's counting all of the stolen assets. That heist was valued at 2.23 trillion ISK, which means that that worth is about $22,300. So lots of different things that's going on. In fact, 961402 did write, quote, "That gave me the run for CEO options, and then I voted for myself. Success. This is one of those things I love about EVE. No matter what you want to do, chances there are in some skill that you overlooked and haven't trained that's going to keep you on from doing it in the first time you try. Thievery, thievery, thievery." But let's go to DualShocker.com. DualShockers.com. And they did say that Nintendo is going to have an in-person event. So, yes, I did say that Nintendo did say that they have announced that they will have their own live event, possibly titled Nintendo Live 2023, and it will be in Seattle, Washington this September. Now, they did not give an exact date, but they did say, quote, "Nintendo Switch gameplay, live stage performance, tournaments, photos ops, and more." So there will be some stuff that they will want to show in September. In fact, Nintendo of America did say, "Announcing Nintendo Live 2023, an in-person event for fans of all ages that will take place in Seattle this September. Experience Nintendo Switch gameplay, live stage performances, tournaments, photo ops, and more." Maybe there will be a Switch 2 or Switch Pro announced? Nah, we'll see. Obviously, they'll have some games and they'll have some other stuff to announce. But there was something else that was announced via GameSpot.com, because they said Diablo 4 will have new story content every 3 months. Okay, so that's according to Game Informer. So the associate game director, Joe Piporia, did say that while he's not talking about, quote, expansion, unquote, but they will do quarterly updates that will consist of additional story content that will be tied into maybe more mechanics and features, blah, 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 and such update. We shall see. We shall see. So thank you, GameSpot, for that bit of news. Good news indeed. And if you want to play Dead Island 2, quite a transition there, you're going to need the right hardware to do it. Minimum CPU AMD FX9590 or Intel Core i7-7700HQ, 10 gigabytes of RAM. GPU should be AMD Radeon RX 480 or GeForce GTX 1060, and 70 gigs of storage. That's minimum, and that's 1080p 30fps. The Ultra, which is what we're going to jump to, is CPU AMD Ryzen 9 7900X or Intel Core i7-13700K, 16 gigabytes of RAM, GPU AMD Radeon RX 6950XT or GeForce RTX 3090, storage 70 gigabytes. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of content to that game, and not just story content, but artwork and design and all that stuff. Now, we go to Eurogamer.net and a little PSA. The Wii U and 3DS eShop store will close on Monday. And that'll be March 27th, 5 p.m., 8 p.m. for those of us in the East, and for Great Britain at 1 a.m. on the 28th. So all about the same time. But maybe some good news about some evil stuff. Back to DualShockers. Resident Evil 4 may receive some free Mercenaries DLC in April. So now the date for the free Resident Evil 4 remake DLC was a part of announced in the launch trailer and will be released here in about 3 weeks or so. That'll be on April 7th. But there are no details as of yet about this update, about this DLC. So we'll keep you posted. But now we go to back to Eurogamer, and they are saying that QuakeCon will be in person this August. So QuakeCon 2023 will run from Thursday, August 10th until Sunday, August 13th, and will be held at the Texas Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center. And this will mark QuakeCon to be the first live show that they've done in 3 years. And that's all because of coronavirus. But I would imagine that they will have digital there as well. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, Bethesda did announce it's ditching QuakeCon, the usual general admission entry and exhibit, and they're favoring a ticket-only event requiring pre-registration. And that will be a big push to only LAN party people. So yeah, good luck with that. But hey, maybe you'll enjoy it. One last thing before we go, and this is via Eurogamer.net, and Super Bomberman R2 is coming out this September, and from Konami, Super Bomberman R sequel does now have a release date for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC, and it'll be on the 13th of September. So what's going to be there? Well, Super Bomberman R2 will have some single-player and multiplayer modes that is inspired by Konami's classic Bomb arcade series. And then maybe lone players can see how they do in the solo Bomb mode. Looks interesting. I only got pounds in front of me, but we'll see. We'll see what the total price will be there for PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC via Steam, 13th of September. And it will be getting a physical release on consoles a day later. Bomb away, people. But don't bomb us. Oh, sad joke. Yeah, I know. We are Dawnforge. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. It is time to go play some games, people. Enjoy.